President Trump will announce his decision this week on whether or not to recertify the Iran nuclear deal. And now some congressional Democrats who opposed the agreement initially are in favor of him upholding it. More on these stories online at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lundebot. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 12th of October, 2017. 12th of October. Bob, you know, with tomorrow I'll be saying, hey, it's Christmas Eve. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet? Bob and I are going out tonight. We're planning shopping for 15 of our family and 5 of our friends. It'll take us exactly 23 minutes to do that.
I am avoiding all department stores because I'll walk in there and I'll start hearing it on the sound system and just go into a fetal tuck.
It's going to happen, man.
Man.
It's almost here.
God.
It is almost here. What can I say?
Absolutely unprepared. Yeah,
I'm prepared. Well, and I'm not sure, but I think Linda has gotten. I think she's gotten half of her Christmas shopping done already.
I would not be surprised. How is she doing, by the way?
The hard part with Linda is, you know, the doctor says she needs rest, and she told me not to talk about it on the radio.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, keeping her in bed for a day is impossible. Keeping her in the house for 2 days seems to be impossible.
Herculean.
Yeah, Herculean, you might say. And, you know, but she's only just went out for a couple hours and she came back home. So she did promise to do that. She takes the dog out to the dog park. That's about it. So, okay. Good morning. How are you doing? What's the weather look like today?
Well, as we speak, it is 54 degrees at Reading Municipal Airport. Downtown Reading at 49 degrees currently. That red flag warning still in effect. High fire danger. We will see gusty winds today in and around the valley. Opinions vary. We should see gusts shy of 20 miles an hour. Further down the valley, they're looking for gusts up to 40 miles an hour. And, of course, what that means, any fires that get started will be raging out of control. And we got fires all over the state. Partly cloudy tonight, today's high will be 73, so a pretty mild day. Overnight low around 48. Mild temperatures will continue. We will warm up into the 80s as we head into the weekend. And as I said, currently downtown Reading 49, airport is 54. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, it's always a, you know, Thursdays. Trish will be back next week. In fact, she's going to be back on Monday.
So was she on a motorhome expedition?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Her land yacht.
And she's been going all over the United States, too. Let's talk about the fire. 3,500 homes and businesses destroyed. And at least that many. 23 lives. They've just upped it two more. 23 dead. 24 fires going on at one time. And they're saying the winds coming up today are just going to make it worse. They said this fire equals 1 year of the exhaust of Los Angeles. You know, for all the cars in Los Angeles, these fires. Vineyards, their vines are gone. Buildings destroyed. Their workers' homes are gone. This is, Napa Valley, come on. And then Sonoma, which is founded in 1824, by Spanish missionaries there. I want to say 1624. I've got to go back and look at that. It's been given Sonoma. I mean, this is a very old historical town with one of the first
missions
right there. Yes, thank you very much. It's on the edge of town, and Sonoma is now being evacuated.
As is Calistoga and many other historic.
Calistoga. Yeah. Wow. You know what?
Whatever will I do without my water?
Well, just they do,
can,
just
they
do
can use the water.
Just do like they do. Just get it out of the tap. Yeah. There, you know, they can walk down the road. They take it out of a tap. But this is just. And my sister, you know, writes me. She says, "Are you guys, you know, in this anywhere?" And I said, "No, it's south of us." But I said, "We're breathing it. We were breathing it, but we had Trinity County." I said, "The county just adjacent north of us was on fire. The whole, you know, was on fire up here, and all of Northern California, and you know, above us and
Siskiyou
Southern Oregon,
fire,
you know, Siskiyou County and Southern Oregon were all on fire. But they finally got them under control, and now everything's shifting to the south."
As was famously,
this is a hell of a fire year.
Yeah, as was famously said by Willie and Joe, the famous cartoon dog faces of World War II. I'm starting to feel like a refugee from the law of averages. By the way, something I thought about this morning on the way in. I'm wondering, and it's hard to feel sympathy for these companies, but their health is sort of in our interest. The companies that are underwriting all these insurance policies, major hurricanes have hit. Of course, the Southwest, and now all these wildfires, the losses into the billions of dollars, and yes, that's what we pay in those premiums for, but there's there come a point when these companies, that well runs dry, and what happens to these companies' ability to cover more catastrophes in the future? Now, granted, we paid in a lot of money collectively, and that's what they're there for. But when do...
You're talking about insurance companies?
Yeah, insurance companies. Homeowners insurance.
Insurance companies, they have insurance companies. Did you know that?
Okay.
Insurance companies pay...
But there has to be an end to that money trail somewhere.
I was acquainted with a lady once that she invited me to a party one time. And all these... It was mainly men. Well, they brought their wives and all this. But the whole thing behind this was she represented an insurance company, an international insurance company, that insurance companies would buy insurance from. And these were her customers, and they would, you know, because they couldn't cover everything. So they, you know, so you have one that's higher, you know, one above them that covers them.
Now, does that ultimately, and of course, the federal government's funding for relief and all that between Puerto Rico and Houston and Florida, and now this, we're spending an awful lot in relief money right now at a time when we don't have all that much money to spare. So I'm just wondering how much trouble are we in financially? How much of a financial hit are we taking from 2017?
Well, for us, we just print some more money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a big thing. I just print another $200 billion here. I think that you're right, though. I think insurance companies at a certain point, what if you've got a, you know, but when they reach and they say that one insurance company is very, very successful in doing all the vineyards and everything around there, and then boom, you know, so they've got to be able to draw on assets from other places. That's what I mean. That's why they have their own disaster insurance out there. Mm-hmm. I said, are these people, you know, because she paid cash for a new Porsche that I never got to drive in. We just drove in my Ram truck. All everywhere we went to, but she said, yeah, they have their own insurance, and they cover, and but you know they will only take up so much, and then they spread it out among other, you know, the insurance is not just your local mom and pop. This thing is, you know, so international, and then they spread load it out, especially in disasters like this. Imagine all the fires we've had, and then you've got the hurricanes that came in. And then you've got Puerto Rico's, like you said. I mean, there is, I don't know, how much insurance was down in Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
I would say not a lot.
There was a story.
So now we're going to rebuild. We Americans, well, it's a protectorate of ours.
We happily collect tax money from those folks.
We collect, tax money and all these things from Puerto Rico. And so we've got to. We're obligated to help them build.
Yeah.
Even if Trump says we can't keep FEMA there forever. Well, it's right. We can't keep them there forever. But only, I think, 80% of them still don't have power.
Yeah. Interesting story, though, I was hearing the other day on, although I discount anything I hear on NPR, but they were talking about there are still victims of Superstorm Sandy. We know how long ago that was, who are still being strung out with paperwork and you know, delay and deny. And meanwhile, their houses are rotting from the inside from the damages, and they're not able to get their insurance to pay off. And in some cases, it was shown that the insurance companies had sent out an adjuster who said, oh, there's no damage to the house, and falsified the report on the house. When the house was actually disintegrating, the adjuster's report, the inspector's report said, oh, no problems.
And Nothing to see here. Move on.
Yeah, exactly. And these companies got caught. There was a big federal investigation. These companies had been falsifying those reports in order to get out of paying those payouts.
Yeah, but I would say that, well, and I'm sure there are some out there, but I'm sure that also there's parts of them that are like, but I'm sure the vast majority of these insurance companies do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
They come in and they pay what they're supposed to do. You know, but like Doug Wright said the other day, if you have paintings, like you have art, make sure that you have them insured and or you have them appraised by experts, and you have photos of them and all this stuff. Mainly you should have, if it's valuable, you should have it insured, because when the insurance companies come in, now it's going to become a battle between their appraiser and your appraiser about how much that's worth. And if it's destroyed, you know, their appraiser's going to say, well, I'm just going by photographs, and I just, you know, how can we prove this or that? So, but if you insure it for $50,000, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, one thing.
May I ask you, sir? Did you get a good night's sleep?
I get a good night's sleep every night because of my sleep number. And like I said, you know, Linda's on there with the you know, the sleep number beds that allows you to change the firmness of the bed on your side of the bed. And she's got the remote there, and so she's laying in bed, so she's pushing it this way and pushing it that way. She says, I think you ought to try sleeping on this. Well, my sleep number is setting 60. She says, well, why don't you try this? And she drops it to like 45. You know, as you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going, no, this is not working for me. So then she pumps it up to like 80, because she's just having a good time, because she hasn't done anything all day, right? I didn't get home till 7 o'clock last night, you know, from this place.
She's channel surfing the sleep number.
Which, however, is, you know, I mean, any way you look at it, it's still comfortable. I've gone to sleep on it at 100%, and I've gone to sleep on it somehow during the night when I you know, pushing something, and it got down to 30. But Linda's sleep number setting now, I believe she has changed it to 50. So, but she, but one thing is that we enjoy this bed. It is easy to sleep in if the dog wakes you up in the middle of the night because it hears something out there. And sometimes, you know, you say, oh gosh, I won't get back to sleep. You never have that problem in sleep number. You can get right back to sleep. And right now, those beds are so smart, they actually sense what you're doing. You're moving around in the bed, and
they adjust for you.
My gosh, you're not going to find a better bed. You know what? J.D. Powers is rated at number one. Consumer Reports is rated at number one. And Carl and Linda rate it number one. And that's the one you should care about, because you know us. Right now, you can go now, and Queen mattresses start at only $699.99, which is what you'd be paying for a really good mattress anywhere. And these last for a long time. They're guaranteed, and you will not be sorry. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center, my friends. Say Carl and Linda sent you. Go see the, you know, Sleep Number store. Go lay on the bed. Let them show you the 360 smart bed. Let them show you the Sleep IQ technology. Just feel it. Trust me, you're not going to find a better bed. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of, so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey everybody, let me tell you about BNT Satellite. Doug and his team are your local TV experts. Let me tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drop by BNT Satellite at 1007 Dana or call 530-241-3474 or visit us on the web at btsatellite.com. Remember, BNT Satellite, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV expert.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back. Carl Linda Bach, KCNR 1460 Radio. Yeah, here in the center of town. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. 54 degrees going up to 73 today. I think there'll probably be smoke. Are we still in the that red flag warning?
Red flag warning goes through 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Whoa, wow. Okay, just don't go out there cutting grass or shooting or dragging chains down the freeway.
And because of the lack of resources right now, if initial attack can't stop a fire, and that's very likely with these winds, it will grow into a major incident, and there is nobody left.
There's not a lot of resources. There's not a lot of resources.
Yeah, like that, everything is committed to these fires down south.
And speaking of somebody that's committed to fighting fires, it's SST Oil. That's Shasta Siskiyou Transport. And our friends over there, you know, it's their 50th year. But one of the things they do, they are in, you know, when you try and talk to Bill Gasparino or any of the people down there, and Bill's Bill, you know, is one of the leaders of SST. It's an employee-owned company, of course. He's like the president. And he's gone. He's on the road because they are pushing out fuel and everything else they can to help these firefighters. I mean, can you imagine running 24 hours a day and the amount of fuel it takes, the amount of water it takes just to keep your crews going and keeping the, you know, the bulldozers and all the fire, you know, I mean, they're just, you know, they're taking it out there and, you know, it's thousands.
It's a military operation out there.
And SST Oil has been doing this for 50 years and they're great guys. they, you know, they have, not only do they, you know, have heating fuel for your water heaters or your heaters for your house, so they go out and do these other things. And they also have 57,000 different stations with, if you get a fuel card from them, that you can use. Now, I've had nothing but good service and support from SST. And you will too. Give them a call. 241-1167 for your fuel needs. Okay. And also, you know, if you're, they take care of major companies. You know, you see the police down there all the time. You see all these, mm-hmm. see a lot of, companies going down there, their trucks filling up with
buses.
Fuel. Yeah, buses and all these things down there at SST. Okay. I don't even know how to say this. The Boy Scouts are now allowing girls into the Cub Scout program, and they can have their own little packs or dens. I guess they call them dens. And or if they have a large group of Cub Scouts, you can be in that. You girls can be in the Cub Scouts. Well, then it's I don't understand this. And Boy Scouts are saying, well, we're opening this experience up for brave, clean, reverent, all those things to girls that want to join our program, and they can become Eagle Scouts. And everybody knows Eagle Scouts are just like, you know, step above. But here's, and of course, the Girl Scouts are going berserk. But the Girl Scouts lost it when they switched over to the progressive side, and you know they're supporting weird things at the UN level.
Yeah.
Instead of just staying at what they're supposed to do is having a place for girls to come to learn leadership and love for their country and all this. They've gone beyond that. But now with the new board of the Boy Scouts. You know, gosh, you know what? You know, gays. You know, it's one thing to have a gay scout, but now you've got gay leaders in the, you know, which right there is interesting. And transgender types, you know, they feel like they're boys, but now girls are coming in. And so, what does this do? Is there a place left on Earth, or should there be? Should there be a place left on Earth when it's just guys? Should it be just guys? I understand a woman made it through the infantry officer's course in the Marine Corps. I would like to see, one, did they lower the standards? And if they didn't, she made it. But what does this mean? She goes out, one woman and 23,000 men in a division. Think about this. And that are grunts, that are there to close with, destroy the enemy. Close with, get in close, close with, and destroy the enemy through fire maneuver or close combat. Now, she just may be the toughest gun on the block. She just may be. But there's one. So it's kind of like one. What do we do with one?
Well, before others, ships.
No. She's going to be a grunt. They've got to make her a platoon commander because that's where grunts go to. They don't go to ships right away. You go to ships after you've had a tour.
But I'm saying just like Navy ships opened up eventually.
Well, how's that worked for you? You got guided missile destroyers running into cargo ships. Okay, but here's what I'm saying on that. But see, the Boy Scouts opening it up to girls. Now it's no longer the Boy Scouts. What's it now? Is it just going to be called Scouts? How about all Scouts? How about Scouts? We're just Scouts now. We're not Boy Scouts. We're Scouts. And we eventually want to take in all of the Girl Scouts so we could just all become Scouts.
I have talked to younger... Go ahead.
No.
Rant away, sir.
I am just... This just clouds my vision right now. I was getting ready to say like four different things, but you had your fingers already over the dump button. But this just, you know what? This just, it didn't irritate me so much when I first read it, but now that I'm talking about it, where is there a place for boys to be boys, to learn the right things about being brave, clean, reverent, and loving your country and respecting people and all these things? Why do you need to bring girls into this?
I have noted a phenomenon. It seems to be the Hillary's, the ex-hippie chicks, if you will, who are dead set on the wussification of America. But I have talked to any number of young women who have said, where are the men? They can't find guys who, well, to be blunt, have a functioning pair. And they complain about that.
Functioning pair. Okay, I know what you're talking about. And it's true.
They do
You
complain.
Know what? There's no reason a man can't be as manly as hell and still be respectful of women, still not sexually assault women, still not say derogatory things about women. And this is what the Boy Scouts should be teaching. To be manly men, to be able to take care of themselves out there, to be able to camp, build fires, do the right things, take on projects, and treat women with respect as you treat everybody with respect. Why do you need to bring women into the Boy Scouts? This is absolutely ludicrous. It is, you're taking away an essence of where boys can learn to be men without having to worry about having girls there. You know, there's already girls in every part of their life. Come on, admit it. So if they're, you know, so what good, I mean, I don't understand the benefit of adding girls to the Boy Scouts.
You think Harvey Weinstein had a liberal upbringing where he was taught all this equality and stuff?
Harvey Weinstein.
Look at that story.
No, he believed every woman was equal. He would hit on every woman. Yeah. He, you know, now they're coming out saying he's raped women before. You know, this is just getting better and better and better, or worse and worse and worse.
What a poster boy for the liberals.
Oh, Hollywood. Yeah, there's a Hollywood there. You know, the word hypocritical in the dictionary has a picture of the Hollywood sign next to it. We got to take a break. Wellgate Sports Club, as brothers is part, even though they would probably like to disavow everything I've said up to now. Wellgate Sports Club, you know, great people down there, Rich Novelli and his people. They've got an indoor saltwater pool. They've got spinning classes. They have yoga classes. They have the Bohem Spa. This is a club. This is not just a little smelly place to go work out and you're seeing a used jock laying there in the gym. No, this is a great place. New equipment, cleanliness, professionalism, and really friendly people. On the corner of Court and Eureka, give them a call, 768-1205. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back.
Once I had my heroes, once I had my dreams, but all of that is changed now. Get the things inside out. This is not that comfortable, no.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No car charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 with Carl and Nabai. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, right here at KCNR1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Newly remodeled, but it has the same great customer service, same great people in there, and it has the same great walk-in humidor. It's got new products. It's got every type of accessory that you could possibly want, and, of course, all types of tobaccos, including e-cigs, which aren't tobacco, but they're e-cigs. I'm not even sure what an e-cig is, but they've got all flavors of that. And all of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. I'm here with the Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who hasn't shaved in A week. And we're talking about the Boondocker Ball. Now, just a few weeks ago, we were talking about the Mash Bash.
About 2 months ago. Time goes fast.
I won a gun that night.
Yeah, you did.
I won a gun that night, and I love it. And it was one of those things, I've never won those before. You know, that card thing.
Right.
And,
well, I'm glad you won it at our event.
Well, I'm too. You know, so it was really a good event. I liked it. Senior Chief Rob Burrows, of course, heads up the Northern California Historical Museum and Heritage Center, and you've got a new place that you've in Anderson that you're finishing up, so people will be able to go in there.
Right, that's right. It's the 2110 North Street. It's the old Bank of America building that was there originally in Anderson, and it was donated to the museum by Bob Mather with pre-employment. And so we always want to say thank you to him for his generous donation to the museum. It's in his father-in-law's name, Joe P. Gonzalez, who was a Normandy veteran and received a Bronze Star for his actions on the Rhine River with the 97th Infantry Division. And so a great opportunity for us to honor Joe P. Gonzalez because of Bob Mather. And the walls are up. We're finishing the electrical and the phone systems. Robert Morgan Telecom is working with us and donating all the telephone systems and security for us. What a great opportunity.
Well, you know what? People appreciate. You know, gosh, see, Rob, you've been working on this since we came back.
2008.
So
9 years.
Well,
yeah.
10 years here in a couple months.
Yeah.
And it's had to move several times.
We have had to move.
I've done truckloads of stuff.
Yeah. Now we have our own facility.
Sure, I'm still not sure I was moving there.
We own this facility.
White powder that came out. No.
Yeah. Yeah, drywall dust.
It's drywall dust. And so now you're in this one, and now you've got the facility you're going to be building right next to right across from the Walmart, right?
Yeah, south of Walmart on Ronda Road. Just off of I-5, just across the street from Neighborhood Church.
Okay.
Right on top of the hill.
Okay, I know where that's at.
We have a view of the entire valley.
That's where we had that remembrance for, was that Chad?
No, it was Munns.
Munns.
Joshua Munns.
Joshua Munns was there.
Former Marine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a nice spot.
Yeah, and Joshua was captured while we were there. In fact, he was captured in southern Iraq in 2007 while we were out there doing convoys.
Well, I was out of there by February of 07.
Well, we were still
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and anyway, I don't even want to say that's past because it's not past. It's still every day. But you've got this thing coming up. You've got the Boondocker's Ball. And you've been to Boondocker Ball USO Dinner. And this is how many of these have you had?
This is our ninth annual.
It's going to be Friday, October 2nd. October 20th.
Yeah, that's next Friday night.
Next Friday night, dance and costume party, Anderson VFW Hall. And that's a great place to have parties.
And you know, they're changing the name. It's going to be the Anderson Veterans Event Center. That's what they're calling it now. So Anderson, the VFW is marketing this as an event center, and we're utilizing it every opportunity we get for the Anderson community.
So does that mean that they, this is interesting. So does this mean they're opening it up to everybody?
They are.
In there? And the bar also? So you can have parties there?
Yep.
Now, they bring the bar outside. You can't go into the regular bar that's in there.
Correct. They do bring the bar out for the event.
For the event.
And then the interior bar is for the VFW members only.
VFW members only. Yes. Okay. Good idea. That's a really good idea. It's a great place. It's got a stage. It's got lots of room. It's got chairs. It's got tables.
And speaking of a stage, we're actually going to have a group there called April of 1945. It's a play that's going to be done in April at the Anderson Veterans Event Center. They've got to get that new name. Uh-huh. And they are going to be doing a vignette for us during our dinner time frame. And they're all going to be dressed, and it's all about the D-Day invasion with the 101st Airborne, and they'll be in uniform. And so great opportunity if you'd like to come out and see a vignette of this play that's going to be going. Lou White's going to be our band. They're going to be playing all the 1940s big band music.
So that's all Lou can play.
Well, Lou does a fantastic job. I love Lou. He's a Navy veteran.
Navy veteran. Navy he was veteran. In the Navy band, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, and plus they're really good friends. No, that's going to be a great time. Boondocker Ball. Now, you can get tickets, and it goes from 5:30 to 11 p.m. It's going to have costume contest, live music, buffet dinner, live auctions. A sponsor table is $500. Or you can how many people can you put around that table?
Eight people.
And
That comes with my $800 drawing package also.
Oh, okay. See, so that's right. That's right.
And so, when you buy your dinner, with your table, you bring your guests, you have a great time, you have all these tickets that you get along with it, and then if you win a firearm, you're way money ahead.
You're always ahead.
And we're working with Bastiani Arms, so thank you
to John. You don't get any better than John and Sarah Bastiani.
That's right.
And I say that because we've been doing business with them a long time also.
Great people.
And they are great people. They're people of their word, too. And, when you go in there, like in this last time, I actually won a gun for the first time in my life from the card thing. I've won guns before, but from this card thing, where you buy 52 cards or people buy a card.
Yeah, for $20 bucks. You won a gun for $20.
I won a gun for $20. I couldn't believe it. I was up there, and you read them fast, so I didn't have to agonize. You said, well, if you've got the two of spades, I'm like, ah! And so what you do is, if I didn't want that gun, which I had one like that, so I went down and traded it.
There you go.
They give you the cost of the gun, and then you just put it onto another one.
There you are.
So you can do that, and they're very friendly that way. Okay, now this here is something the Boondocker Ball is a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. All the proceeds go
to the 2110 building.
The
new California 24, we've been having to do all the upgrades with LED lighting and automatic sensors and switches and you name it. It's thousands of dollars to do this upgrade. And so we're having to spend the money to do this so that we can get this facility open. It's everybody now under California Title 24 has to do this with new facilities. And so there's another added cost. It's all LED lighting. It's all automatic sensor shutoffs. So you leave the room, the light goes off. But it's thousands of dollars. This is not anything that's cheap.
It saves you money, but it saves power and energy, and you understand that. But it's expensive stuff.
That's right.
And plus, did you have to put in sprinkler systems?
No, because this is not a people facility.
A people facility. Okay.
This is more of a warehouse type of archive repository.
People are getting hammered around here.
They are.
Oh. On these things, they're trying to fix up the place. And as soon as they make one change, here comes like 1,000 changes they have to make.
But don't forget, this is the city of Anderson, and Anderson is very, very friendly to people that live there and businesses. And so we are grateful to the city of Anderson.
I was speaking more of the state of California,
right?
Doing things. Okay, all right. So this is going to be. Now, how do people get a hold of you?
They can call us at 378-2280. Yes, 378-2280. That's the museum office there in Anderson. And that's a facility that we're working on right now, getting all the renovation taken care of. And we're shooting for the soonest opening that we can. We'd like to have a soft opening by December 7th. That's pushing it hard, but we're working hard to get this open.
December 7th. How appropriate.
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly.
And so we're going to make it happen no matter what. It's happening right now. We've got the walls are all up. We're working on the electrical. The drywallers are going to be coming in another week, and they're progressive drywall down there out of Cottonwood. Thank you to them. They're going to come in, and they're donating their labor and services to help us take care of this. We cannot do this without the generosity of businesses in this community.
Yeah.
Jeff over at Paint Mart has just been fantastic. He's donated the paint to take care of this entire facility. And so there's so many people that have stepped up and donated funds or in-kind donations. That's the only way we as a nonprofit can make this happen. And so thank you to our community for stepping up.
Yeah, a lot of places, you know, get the $250,000 donation.
Grants.
New grants and things like that. Have you gone after grants?
We've gone after many grants. And it's really tough to get grants for military with a lot of different organizations because they'd rather see funds go to other areas, which makes it very difficult. So we've had to think outside the box every time we turn around.
There must be places, though, that have... Well, you know, grants for military.
There are, but you see, we live in a small community, and most of these larger organizations like Boeing and Moffitt and all these other big Harris radios, things like that, they want you to be within like 100 miles of their facility so their employees can go and volunteer.
Mm.
We have no one. We have no government contractors up here whatsoever. And so we are constantly working outside the envelope to make this happen. And it's tough. I mean, we have hours and hours of investigating and research and how many no's we've gotten from different grants and things like that because we are just in a smaller community and they want to be.
Have you tried the McConnell Foundation?
Yes.
How many times?
We have tried them 8 times in the last 9 years.
And their answer is?
Thank you for your submission, but not at this time.
Did you tell them that you have wayward Tibetans living there?
Yeah. Well, that's a real tender subject, so we try to be very careful with that.
No, I just have to bring it up every so often.
Well, you know, you would think that organizations like that would want to work in this community more.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess we just haven't worded it right, or they just haven't chosen us. It's just one of those situations.
So we'll
continue to submit our grants and go from there, and maybe one of these days we'll get one.
Talk to the Rancheria folks, too. There's several organizations within the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, aren't there?
Reading Rancheria has supported us over the last 4 years with donations with our Silver Star Widows and with our other programs for Homeward Bound.
Reading Rancheria is a stand-up organization.
We have nothing but accolades for Reading Rancheria.
So,
good example.
They have stepped up, and we greatly appreciate everything that they have done.
Okay. All right. Rob Burrows, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who is the putting on the Boondocker Ball, an USO dinner. It's going to be a week from tomorrow.
Right. And some people say, hey, what's a Boondocker Ball? Well, Boondockers were combat boots during World War II.
That's right.
And they would come right in out of the field. They'd go to a USO dinner and dance. You know, dance with all the girls in the league.
Yeah.
That's right. Polish those boots. So this is a combat boot ball. You could come on in as a uniform or just come in your fancy duds and have a great evening with us.
Or just come in there with your Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah, you know what? That's fine.
The Redding tuxedo.
That's right.
Just wear that.
We'll
okay.
be glad to have you for your support.
378-2280.
And that's next Friday night, October 20th. Starts at 5:30 is the happy hour. Dinner starts at 6:30 with the beginning and the national anthem. And
we all stand for the national
anthem. We all stand. We salute
for
the
national
anthem. That's correct.
Nobody takes a knee.
Nobody takes a knee. You may not be able to stand up because you're in a wheelchair from wounds, but nobody takes a knee.
That's exactly right.
All right. Okay.
That's what this is about. This is about that flag and the men and women who serve that flag.
So if you know what, I encourage people to go there. I've got some tickets we're going to be giving away too, and we're going to send everybody at the same table.
Yes.
So 378-2280. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Carl.
No, thanks a lot, Ralph, for what you do. All right, we'll be right back.
Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time again for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Friday, October 20th at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. Boondocker Ball is a 1940s USO-style dinner and dance with live music from the Lou White Band. plus live auction and drawings from among many firearms, dinners, trips, and more. It's $35 per person, $50 per couple, and you can buy a table of eight for $500, which includes $400 worth of drawing tickets. Buy your tickets now. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And keep the date Friday, October 20th for the Boondocker Ball, a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum Building Project. Thank you for your support. That number again, 378-2280. The Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Good morning, everybody. 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on KCNR 1460. It's 54 degrees, going up to 73 today. A little fog out there. Still red flag warning, so be careful. Don't burn things. Don't let your chains off your vehicle go, you know, sparking up the countryside. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, California. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business, it is. 365-3793. North State Security brings us this portion of the show. On-site and patrol officers cover in Northern California 24 hours a day. Think about this. Over 100 officers, the largest company in Northern California, north of Sacramento. Clients Morvold or Eureka. Public utilities, games, you know, football games, high school sports, airports, public events, you name it. North State Security is the one that takes care of it. And not only that, but they are looking for people right now because they're expanding so much. They're taking on more of the load here in Reading and teaming up with law enforcement agencies. They're looking for people to come join their team. Many of the people they've had at North State Security have used this as a place to start their basis to move on to regular law enforcement organizations. That's right. North State Security, 243-0295, providing an ounce of security since 1968, North State Security. Okay, I held Rob over for another few minutes. And we were talking about the scouts.
That's right.
And am I wrong on this? And probably I'm asking the wrong guys here, you know. What do you think about this? Is, you know, I understand about moving forward. I understand about diversification. And I understand about, you know, isolation. But it seems to me that an organization called the Boy Scouts should be boys. There is an organization called Girl Scouts for girls. The Boy Scouts have opened them. You know, they've said, you know, before there was no homosexuality, there was nothing, but they've opened themselves. You know, they say, hey, look, you know, there's homosexual boys out there that they should also be a member of the Boy Scouts. Got no problem with that. Then they opened up the mentors to be homosexual, you know, gay homosexuals in there. So now you've got adults that are also homosexual because many homosexual families have children. Okay. But now they're opening it up to girls to teach them the tenets of scouting. And I find this wrong to do. Not because it's the girl part. It's because boys need to have a boy section of their lives where they can be with other boys. And they don't have to worry about offending other people by accident where they have to watch themselves all the time. They've got to learn. They've got to learn about, you know, the brave, clean, reverent, you know, flag, being respectful of people, honoring other people, not taking advantage of other people. And, you know, girls, you know, what, no matter what your sex or your ethnic creed or any of these things are. But when you bring in girls, it's no longer Boy Scouts. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And I think a lot of it goes back to moral compass. This country has lost its moral compass. And as soon as you start breaking down your moral compass and you start allowing everything else to just kind of filter in, if you don't stand for something, you fall for everything. That's exactly where the Boy Scouts are. They don't stand for anything anymore. They've fallen for public opinion. They don't know. And so, and I believe that that's the biggest issue. You're right. Just like our military, the military has changed so much since you and I were in there. And it's a real tender subject because there's a lot of women in the military. And I don't have a problem with women in the military. But it changes a lot of things from when we first went in. There were no women in the Seabees until 1996. And when the women started coming into the combat unit, such as the Seabees, a lot of things changed, you know. And so good things and bad things. You can't walk around in your shorts anymore because you can't go around with your shirt off anymore because women can't do it, so that might offend a woman. Just basic things that used to be. I mean, a lot of things have changed. And so you had to be careful what you said. You had to be careful what other people said.
I remember the first time I had to publish a order. It says that our female Marines would wear undergarments because it was during the summer and everybody would have their jackets off, their blouses off,
right,
and they would have T-shirts on.
Right.
Well, some of our female Marines weren't wearing undergarments, and everybody was out there sweating. You know, it looked like a bad wet T-shirt contest, really, or not a bad one, but it looked like a wet T-shirt contest. And it was like, I just told everybody, I came walking in, and I walked through, and these are lieutenants, we were training lieutenants, and I just said, all right, everybody, get your jackets back on. And it's hotter than heck there, you know, and you could just start. And I went, put your jackets back on, put your utility jackets back on. And then I, you know, published that. I didn't direct it to anybody. I just said, everybody's got to wear undergarments. And they knew what it was about. So it was, and some of the, and because they had to be as a uniform, if one of the girls didn't want to take it off, that's too bad. You know what I mean?
Right. Everybody's on or everybody's off.
You're teaching things like this. It's unity.
That's right.
But that was, I remember that happening. Now, did that make for a lesser of a unit? No, it didn't. But it made it a different unit.
It was a morale buster, probably.
Well, you know, I don't know for who, but I didn't. You know what? You have to worry about that. But the thing I was getting at is, but Boy Scouts, it's Boy Scouts.
Right.
And, you know, maybe I'm a curmudgeon, and maybe I'm just, you know, I'm just not looking at the new way of doing things, but it seems to me is that you've got a Girl Scout organization who they are upset. They are, because they're losing a lot of girls. Not to the Boy Scouts, just losing. And the Boy Scouts' numbers are down. So is this a way just to build their numbers back up, get more money and all this stuff? Or is it truly something, you know, oh, we want to integrate men and women into a scouting program, or boys and girls into a scout? And that, I think that's what they're trying to do, is just integrate the scouts so that it's girls and boys. So then it'll become scouts.
So whatever happened to the Boys and Girls Club? I mean, isn't that what the reason for a Boys and Girls Club was?
Isn't there a Boys and Girls YMCA?
Right.
I mean, but I mean, there was a Girls YMCA and or YWCA. Men's?
There was a YWCA.
YWCA.
No longer
exists. That's right. That's gone.
That went away. Yeah,
it's gone. Everything's gone.
Yeah. It's a tough subject.
You know,
Carl.
You and I deserve our own little spot there, a little enclosed place at the museum. You know that, Rob? And when people come in, come in and they'll push the red button, and you and I'll talk about the way it was. You know, that's what's going. We're going to talk about. Hey, Rob, you remember when Scouts was the Boy Scouts? And you'll go, yeah. Hey, look, hey, give me a shot of that Jack over there. And we'll sit there. We'll be like dinosaurs. That people will come in and push the button, and we just talk.
That's right. It's a different world.
It's a different world.
It is. It's not the generation we grew up in or our parents grew up in.
I can just see us after. We got our little camis on, little bottle of Jack, you know, got a cigar there, people coming in. Okay, hey, don't forget the Boondocker Ball a week from tomorrow.
October
20th. Give them a call at 378-2280 for more information. We'll be right back with Walt McNeil.
News brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Rating by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Five Western hostages held by a Taliban-affiliated group are now free.
U.S. officials say Pakistan secured the release of Caitlin Coleman, an American woman who was pregnant when she was kidnapped in Afghanistan 5 years ago with her husband, Canadian Joshua Boyle. The couple had three kids while being held by the Haqqani Network. The Pakistani military says it worked with American intelligence officials to find and free the hostages after finding out they were being held in Pakistan. While the USS Islamabad for not aggressively going after the Haqqanis, one national security official is praising Pakistan for its help here. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And President Trump is praising the family's release, calling it a positive moment for our country's relationship with Pakistan. Deadly, destructive California wildfires are showing no signs of slowing down. The state's Senate leader is Kevin DeLeon.
It's just stunning. It's heartbreaking. And we need to provide as much as relief as possible to the victims' families. You know, we have a lot of folks, hundreds of folks, who are still unaccounted for.
The weather isn't helping today. The forecast calling for steady winds and gusts up to 45 miles per hour. The fires have claimed at least 23 lives. In just a few minutes, President Trump will sign an executive order on health care.
They'll be able to cross state lines, and they will get great competitive health care, and it will cost the United States nothing.
President speaking a couple of days ago, the White House says the action will promote health care choice and competition. U.S. officials say the United States is pulling out of UNESCO, citing an anti-Israel bias in the UN cultural agency. The withdrawal comes after Washington has criticized resolutions by UNESCO. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From Paramount Pictures and Pure Flix comes Same Kind of Different as Me. Ron and Debbie Hall have everything they could ever want, except for a loving marriage. But when Debbie befriends a homeless man, their lives begin to intersect, and they are all changed forever.
Amazing how far a little 10-11 chair can go.
Same Kind of Different as Me, based on the incredible true story and best-selling book. In theaters October 20th, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean.
DINOVITE.com.
The president of the Council on Foreign Relations says we shouldn't be talking about increasing the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Instead, Richard Haass tells the Salem Radio Network the real issue is modernization.
I don't think we need any numerical increases. We don't need quantitative increases in our nuclear stockpile. Indeed, they're precluded by treaty obligation. The real question is, do we have the confidence with systems that haven't been used, that in some cases have been sitting there for decades?
NBC News reported this week that President Trump suggested over the summer he wanted to increase the U.S. nuclear force by tenfold. Yesterday, the president denounced the story as fake news. The San Francisco 49ers won't be forcing their players to stand during the national anthem, according to safety Eric Reed. He said he spoke to the 49ers CEO recently and indicated he will continue to support his players if they decide to kneel during the national anthem. News and analysis at townhall.com. Boy Scouts of America Chief Scout Executive Michael Serbaugh said on KDFDW-TV that opening his program to girls doesn't take anything away from the Girl Scouts.
I think the Girl Scouts is a fantastic program. I think there's a lot of youth programs out there that build character. You know, we're just one of them. But what we offer to parents is something very specific, as do others. We think all boats rise, and what parents are looking for is options.
But the Girl Scouts aren't cheering the Boy Scouts plan. They say that girls learn best in an all-girl, girl-friendly environment. Meanwhile, Peter Sprigg of the Family Research Council tells us that the Boy Scouts move is all about political correctness.
I think it has become much more politically incorrect to assert in any context that there are any inherent differences between boys and girls or males and females.
The announcement from the Boy Scouts will take effect next year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Of course, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Bob, as I'm choking here, I'm still trying to figure out the Boy Scout, you know, question. And the question on the chat room are the Girl Scouts doing about this? Are they a failing organization? I think that they've lost a lot of people in there. They've taken a decided twist to the left.
Yeah.
But the Girl Scouts are not letting boys in as of this morning. So that's what they said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are the Boy Scouts going to sell cookies now?
You know. They're going to bake cookies. They're going to bake cookies.
Okay.
And, you know, and this whole thing bothers me. I mean, it bothers me probably for the wrong reasons, but let's do the weather here.
Things to be bothered about include the red flag warning that is in effect today. Carl, it is in effect till 5 p.m. tonight, red flag warning. Critical fire danger, the biggest threat along the western half of the Sacramento Valley and surrounding foothills. Any fires that start will likely burn and spread rapidly, pushed by the increasing winds. We will see gusts to the south of us over 40 miles an hour. So we are out of the real bad zone, but it is still in effect for nearly all of Northern California. Taking a look at the forecast, today's high will be near 73. Overnight low, 48. That's dropping down into comfortable sleeping weather. Winds in this area are expected to remain 20 miles an hour or less. By Saturday, though, we will see gusts upwards of 30 miles an hour, and we will go back into another fire warning situation. We stay out of the 90s for the rest of the week. We'll see some ventures into the 80s. Shasta Lake currently 47 feet from the top of the dam. Right now at the Redding Municipal Airport, it is 54 degrees. Downtown Redding at 50 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kinney, won awards for hiring veterans. At Shasta Gas Propane have expanded there, in fact, expanded everything they're doing with the work that Shasta Gas Propane does in reclamation and other parts. Also, they have discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And before we get going today, we're going to talk to Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Carl. I was hoping I could share some information and news regarding the fires here in Napa, Sonoma, and Calistoga from two of my friends from the front lines.
You absolutely can.
Kind of the do's and don'ts. So I've been getting very interesting photos and feedback in the last couple days. We've got a couple theories as to the explanation. Some people might have already heard of the fire chief of forestry and fire prevention named Ken Pimlott. And he said that they have never seen quote, such explosive fires. So, if I could probably list real quickly the six rationale and explanations, because the press seems to be, well, what's going on? We think it could be this, or maybe it's that, and that's that usual very vague, kind of like what we're getting with the Vegas shooter stuff, right? It's just all over the place. So if I could just go from the start, number one explanation for these massive and frequent intense fires could be arson. Number two, drones could be used, dropping down incendiary, inducing.
So, but that's arson, though. So you
it can be connected. And so, look at what just happened. We had Sanctuary State be enacted last weekend with Governor Brown. Sanctuary State, how interesting. Meanwhile, we all just fry out right now. This is just insane. Another explanation could be the terrorism from either ISIS, and some people do think some of the terrorism can be from the inside. This is, again, back to the Vegas thing or 9/11 Building 7. Things don't add up. They are not clear, dry, and simple explanations. Something's going wrong with the Fast and Furious Benghazi. You know, things...
Okay, so...
Things keep the military thing
terrorism,
going.
Okay.
Yes, the next explanation could be dry lightning. This is because the sky and the air column jet stream have more electroconductive materials. These are the nanoparticulates of aluminum and barium, strontium, lead, all these other things that are not natural. The next explanation could be the smart grid, that too many things have been erected, put in place in towers, like the microwave towers or the G5. These things have been put in place for the longest time, very methodically, not well seen or documented, nor explained by media. The next explanation could be the geoengineering sprays that happened prior to all these, 17, 24 fires in the last, whatever the actual
count is. 2 dozen fires going on right now.
It's insane, and it's frightening.
Couldn't it also be the fact that we had a huge growing season this last year with all the rain, and then it's all dried out during the summer, and we've got these Diablo winds blowing up out of the southwest and across the deserts that's drying everything out, and it's running 40 or 50 miles an hour.
Right on it. That's my next topic about the winds being dialed up. If we look and pay attention to what happened with the hurricanes, there are patents to suppress and reduce a hurricane or dial it up, whip it up, and take it to category, you know, 4 and beyond. So, yes, these winds are absolutely blowing things. Normally, they might not cross a freeway or a valley or a gulch or whatever the situation might be. We're seeing them just so severely dialed up that the even fire people that are professionals in this industry are just shaking their head going, something's very wrong. This is not normal. And they can sometimes survive under those thermal blanket shields if they're ever trapped or encircled. Those aren't going to work. So anyway, for my promise to assure people how to prepare, my friends say you absolutely have to have gasoline to last you a long while. They found so many people that were ill-prepared to make the distance if they have to go around or be stalled out in a long delay of traffic, have water, take care of your pets and medication. There's also many other things in the air. We still have Fukushima leaking. We still have Hanford, Washington, which is if you can bring your guests back or have other people on the issue or your intern talk about what do people think about the safety of that nuclear is clean.
Right.
No, there's a whole website called Nuclear Hot Seat. Comes out, I believe, every week, and I've been paying attention to that. So anyway, wear masks. We have less oxygen on the planet. I'm not here to debate how much carbon dioxide or the greenhouse gases and all of that. It's just a fact. We have less oxygen when we have this kind of smoke and fire.
Well, that happens, and that's what they said. This fire is equal to all the carbon monoxide from all the cars in L.A. for a year.
Yep.
So, at least. Okay, Lori, we got to run.
I just want to put that out there. Thank you so much, Carl, and say hi to Linda. We miss her.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. Walt McNeil is my – well, you know, Walt McNeil is my guest. And I would say of the group – of the group of reasons there, I'd probably, you know, I think we cannot discount people starting it on purpose.
Well, arson is always
arson is always there.
Always a question.
I'm not sure about drones, but, you know, drones could be used for something like that.
I don't know about drones, but arson has always been a problem with fires in California, and I surely hope that that's not the cause, but you don't know.
You know, more particulates in the air, you know, this is something that's you know thought of by you know groups of people. I think that we just it's one of these perfect storm things too. Is that everything we grew so much from the great winter we had, and then it dried out, and you get these you know not Santa Ana winds, but these Diablo winds. And once they get going, and the other thing, I talked to a forester over at Sierra Pacific years ago, and she said, you know what, we've got to fight fires differently. And this is before the, you know, during the drought. She said, because of the forest practices that we, you know, that are out there, where we can't clear out other trees, we can't log out trees, we can't clear out the underbrush. Now the fuel gets so hot and so fast that you can't fight them the same way. It runs way too fast. It crowns and it moves at 100 miles an hour. She said that the future of firefighting, unless we do something about all the tinder that's in there, is from the air. Just keep hitting it from the air, and put out fire lines maybe 50 miles away from where we think you should. It's the only way, she said, to do it.
Yeah, I think there is something to that. You know, I think this is a combination of the wet weather, the tremendous fuel growth, drying out of the vegetation, and combined with the super high winds that we've had in just the last two or three days, it's just the worst combination you can imagine for wildfires. And now we're looking at some real tragedies here.
23 dead so far.
Yeah,
3,500 buildings and homes and businesses gone. Wow, you know, I mean, and it's still growing because they still haven't contained it. They're still trying to fight them. Two dozen fires going on right now. Okay, hey, well, we're here with Attorney Walt McNeil. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, it's the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California. Teaches in 28 counties. All started right here by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. If you want to know more, if you want to get into one of the classes, head to usgunpro.com, usgunpro.com, or give them a call at 530-999-1822 and sign up for a class. We'll be right back after these messages.
Purchase of a new luxurious energy efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
It's gonna be the monster Halloween house party of the year with Wind River Resort and Casino's House Party Halloween Bash, featuring the well-known hip-hop duo Kid and Play performing Do This My Way, Getting Funky, Funhouse, and Rolling with Kid and Play. Plus, DJ Guilty, spinning live beats all night long. DJ Guilty, the house party kicks off on Saturday, October 28th at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Pre-sale admission is $20, $30 day up. VIP booth, $350. Includes six guests, swag, cocktail service, and one bottle of Sky Vodka. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your monster Halloween house party. Don't forget to check out our spooky October hotel package. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. We offer our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home.
Halloween is better at the river.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. Very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Life is complicated, but TV should never be. TV should be easy. At BNT Satellite, your local dish-authorized retailer, our goal is to make it easy on you. TV that's easy on your budget and your lifestyle. Cut the complicated cable and ease into dish with no surprises. We'll explain it all up front, find the right package for you, and install your state-of-the-art system with professional, thoughtful service. Call us now at 530-241-3474. At BNT Satellite, ask about special discounts that may be available. That's BNT Satellite at 530-241-3474. Let's make your TV choice easy with dish. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 12th of October. It's 54 degrees. It's going up to 73.
Don't push this too far.
Don't push me, big guy.
Years going by fast enough. Thank you very much.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for quality in home health care, whether it's short term or extended term, you're not going to find a better place than Home Helpers that provides quality, compassionate in-home care. And they customize their solutions for what you have, your concerns at your home. People are happier if they stay in their own homes. They get better quicker. And if they're if they just need help for a day, a week, 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. Give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350. Super person. I'm here with Attorney Walt McNeil, who is single-handedly trying to put Redding out of business.
Oh, come on. Come on.
What?
I'm a supporter of business in Redding.
I'm talking Redding out of business, not businesses out of business.
No. I don't want to put them out of business.
No, I know. Okay, but Walt McNeil is the one that, among other things that you've done, is you brought up this pilot payment in lieu of taxes for REU. You told the city council and REU
right. That
this is a tax and the people have to vote on it. You can't just take this money.
Exactly. It's a 6-7% surcharge on your electric bill. Every time you pay it, the city collects $6 to $7 million every year, roughly $600,000 to $700,000 per month of what amounts to tax money on your electric bill, and they use it in their general fund for whatever they desire to use it for, good, bad, or indifferent. It's clearly a tax. They've been asked to let people vote on the tax, but they simply refuse. And, this is one of the issues with...
What is the issue? Why do they say they don't have to?
Well, there isn't any reason they can't or shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
They just want the money.
Right, but when you say to them, why don't you can't do this legally, they just ignore it, though, right?
Well, they ignore it because they like collecting extra money from folks, and that's the way of the civic government world, I'm afraid. Until you force them to stop, they keep taking money out of your wallet.
Okay, now this has already gone, at the initial court, the city lost. Is that correct?
Yes. We won the case on appeal.
Okay.
It went from the appellate court to the California Supreme Court, and it's pending there right now. And we're waiting for oral argument in the California Supreme Court, which we hope to get sometime in the next several months. And then when we finally argue it, then we'll get a decision, and that should be it.
This is a big thing. We're not talking chump change here. We're talking $6 to $7 million a year that comes out of the general fund.
Well, we're talking about an accumulation of $60, $70, $80 million
they
on the part of the city
yeah.
of Reading that could actually go back to the taxpayers. And that's a rather substantial amount of money. It's also a little bit strange, Carl. You know, in most of my cases, and I do business litigation. I primarily work with businesses. And 90% of my cases are settled because we finally get down, we get reasonable, and we talk about settlement. What's kind of strange is the city of Reading has never, ever said one word to me about settlement. I've told them my door is always open, and they don't care. They don't try. They want to be tough guys all the way through. So, you know, that's really unfortunate. You have a city that doesn't want to or like to negotiate with anyone, and that's a problem.
Okay, so I don't like paying taxes anymore than anybody else.
Right.
I think, though, without taxes, we come to a grinding halt. We forget, you know, we become an anarchy then because you have to take care of yourself, take care, you know, I mean, all this stuff. And I know you agree with that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with, there's absolutely nothing wrong with a tax that people freely consent to by voting for it.
Which is the law.
That's the law. That's our democracy.
Okay, so let's just say worst case for Reading, but good for the taxpayers, is that you prevail.
Right.
And the judges go, okay, look, we're not going to do anything from before. You know, we're not going to give the $60 million back. But we are going to say this ends today.
Right.
So, REU, you cannot pay $6.5 million, $7 million a year into the general fund. What happens next after that? I mean, that's police, that's roads, that's everything, if that's taken out of the fund. What would be the next thing that would happen or should happen?
Well,
would, should, could.
Would, could, should. Well, you'd probably see fewer increases in the salaries of city Reading employees. That's one thing that's
okay.
happened in the past that for some reason continues to happen.
Keep going up, yep.
Without abatement, and we wonder why. You'll see other, you know, practical cost-cutting measures that could be implemented that have never really been considered seriously by the city of Reading.
Such as?
Well, such as privatizing some functions of the city that could be done easier and cheaper by private forces rather than highly paid city employees. You can't have a city employee without paying a lot for that city employee.
Even if it's not the his or her salary as it is at the end of it with retirement, health, and all that?
Carl, you can't have a city employee simply mowing grass without paying them about $80,000, $90,000 per year when you throw in all the benefits.
Okay.
That's a little bit more than your private landscaping company is going to charge. Yet we use those employees to service all of the landscape needs of all of our parks, city facilities, you name it. And, you know, that's a practical measure that could be implemented right away. It would save a lot of money. It's an issue that has been discussed before, but it's been shot down, I think, because of vested interest within City Hall.
Oh, okay. I remember they looked at that at Parks and Recreation.
Well,
time to talk about the grass cutters there.
They yeah, exactly. They looked at it. There was a lot of, shall we say, false information generated by people with vested interest in that issue. And the net result was that
we were told that a privatization would be more expensive than keeping on employees,
which is the craziest idea in the world. On that particular workforce item. Now, look, there are all kinds of functions performed by the city that have to be done by municipal employees, by good, responsible. I'm not trying to knock city employees here. That's not what I'm after.
But there are things that, if they're looked at, thoroughly looked at and on a fair basis, is
right.
How can we save money in this?
Right.
You know, maybe with those, you know, those people, those jobs are going to be lost or get shifted around into, you know, as people retire or other things. But
Carl, we're going to be looking at all of those things regardless, because
anyway.
I'll tell you, the unfunded pension liabilities are going to hammer this city. And they're going to have to find ways to even try to provide the same level of services that they're providing today, and I'm skeptical whether they'll be able to do it.
Well, I think a lot of people are skeptical. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. I have not seen a plan yet that says how we're going to take care of our unfunded liabilities when you've got CalPERS. You know, I'm going to see it again. I'm sure we'll see it again this year. They're going to drop that amount, which means, you know, that percentage that they have coming in, which means we're going to have to pay another couple million dollars a year into CalPERS.
Well, they've established an increasing schedule of payments.
Yeah.
And we're only on the beginning of that upward climb. It won't be too long before the city is shelling out upwards of $20 million per year to CalPERS, on top of what's, you know, already collected for ongoing pension liabilities.
Right.
So ask yourself, where's that money going to come from? Good question, right?
Well, that is a good question. And people have been asking this question. I don't think there's been an answer yet. You know, if something's going to happen, it's going to be so drastic, in my opinion. Is it going to be bankruptcy? I'm not sure. You know, people know it's like paying off your mortgage. Well, it's like paying off an adjustable rate mortgage. Or a variable rate mortgage.
or a giant balloon payment.
Or a giant balloon. You know, I'm studying all about this stuff right now.
Yeah.
But an adjustable rate mortgage is that, okay, we're going to pay a little here, and then all of a sudden it just keeps going up and up and up. And
right.
then at a certain point, guess what? You don't have the money to pay that. Or the variable rate where you pay low, which we've done for years, or not paid at all, and now the chickens are coming home to roost. And when they hit, it's going to be millions out of our budget, and I don't see a plan from our city council to pay for this.
I don't think they have
I don't. The only plan I can think of is Fridays. Nobody works on Fridays. You know, start going back to that again, or every other Friday they're taking off, and all these other things. You just keep cut. But that's not even going to work.
I don't think there's a single solution.
I don't think there is.
I think it'll take a kind of a big recipe of
tax raises.
Things.
It's going to be. It's going to have to be. I can't see how we can continue to do this without raising taxes. We're going to take a break, though. So right now it's a good time because City's going to start taking more and more of your money is to go down to Four Winds Jewelry and get something for your money that's going to appreciate. You know, get something, get a good diamond, get a good jewelry, get a good piece of estate jewelry, a necklace, a ring, something with a good gem in there that Four Winds Jewelry has. It's the only full-service jewelry store in town. That will appreciate. Yes, that will appreciate. And then as time goes by, as they raise the taxes and raise the taxes and raise the taxes, you kind of got a little hedge fund right there from Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with attorney Walt McNeil.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID Protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of Service with Solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Join One Safe Place on Wednesday, October 18th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for Undaunted, an evening of inspiration with guest speaker Matthew Sandusky, adopted son of former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, who will discuss his journey from being a victim to becoming a survivor. Undaunted is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. For tickets, table, and sponsorship information, visit One Safe Place at ospshasta.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Good morning, everybody. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 12th of October. It's 54 degrees, going up to 73 today. Still red flag warning out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans where I get my haircut. Man's Last Stronghold. Pretty soon, I used to think the Boy Scouts. Man's Last Stronghold. No more. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. By the way, there's somebody came into our chat room that we've just banned. You probably don't want to click on that on that link. It doesn't look very cool. We laugh at Carl, the hunter.
The Tehama pigs.
Look at this. Did you see that?
The Tehama pigs.
The Tehama pigs. And so they laugh at me when I'm hunting. That's because they're pretty damn safe out there.
Sometimes people will just troll around for chat rooms and drop into them and put spam bits. And as a matter of course.
Probably Tehama pigs are probably already clicked on it already.
If somebody wants to post a video or a site, send it to me. Yeah. I will vet it and then pass it into the chat room.
Because Bob's over there looking at this one, and he may have to leave the room in a second.
This sounds like a good way to get a virus on your computer.
Okay. Don't touch this. Don't touch that. Okay, we're here with Attorney Walt McNeil. There are people. The reason he came in, because we went to the Northern Business Association. And one of the things we talked about is, why aren't people coming here? And there's a problem. We ended up talking about the pilot program first. But you've done a lot of research and thought on this. So we need more business. More business means more taxes, means more people working. It elevates what we're doing here.
Yeah, Carl, and I really didn't have to do research. This is based on personal experience representing businesses in Reading. You know, the main part of my business here in Reading is representing businesses and helping them out, helping them accomplish what they need to do in various ways, you know, from the ground up. And, of course, when you do business in Reading, you encounter city government in the city of Reading. You also encounter Shasta County government when you get outside the city limits. And what I'm about to say about the city of Reading applies in much the same way to Shasta County, I'm afraid to say. But the fact of the matter is the city of Reading has a bad reputation for business. And it's not just within the city. It's sort of out there among those who are the lead people who go around the state looking for business opportunities, places to drop in a new business or develop something new and fresh and something that will create economic growth. And they spend one day in Reading, and then they leave and go somewhere else.
What is your reasoning behind this, Walt? I mean, I hear this, but what are your specifics on this?
Okay, well, you know, there's a lot of vague complaints about, you know, a bad reputation in business.
Right.
And what I told you before, you know, privately off air, is that, you know, I can tell you why Reading has a bad reputation for business, or at least I can tell you the specifics of why this reputation exists. And look, I'm not here to necessarily bash the city of Reading. I want the city of Reading to prosper. I want business to be great in this city, and it can be great. And frankly, I'll do this. I'll throw down the gauntlet. I'll challenge the city leaders of the city of Reading to sit down at a table with me in a public forum and talk about each of these points I'm about to mention.
Okay.
And see if they're willing to answer them, because they've never really been willing to answer them publicly and candidly, in my view. So
okay.
let me just run down like 10 points, and you can talk some more
okay.
about whether anyone catches your interest, and you can, you know, we can debate whether it's true or not. But this is what contributes to our reputation. So let me run down some points real quick, and I just jotted these down, by the way, in 5 minutes. It's all it took. Okay, so here's a point: a building permit is not a building permit in the city of Reading. It's a ticket to get started. And then it's an opportunity for the city to change things along the way. That's not how building permits are supposed to work, but that's how it works in this city.
Okay.
That's the reputation we have. Here's another one. And this is a fact. Reading doesn't do commercial development agreements. Development agreements are the blueprint for large-scale commercial development. The city refuses to do them. I challenged our erstwhile city manager, Kurt Starman, on this point. He said, oh, yeah, we do lots of development agreements. Not true. Absolutely not true. I did a Public Records Act request, said, give me all your development agreements for the last 15 years. If I had done that in some other city, it would have sent me enough paper to fill my entire office up to the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
In Reading, I got like four or five thin pieces of paper that were for the development of parks alongside residential subdivisions. No commercial development agreements in the last 15 years. None ever. Because they refused to do it. And that is an essential business tool for large-scale business development. Let me go through these real quick. Okay. Reading is in the Stone Ages on public finance. We don't do Mellow Roof districts or what are called community facilities districts. And that is a form of what you might call self-taxation for businesses that benefit from public improvements. It's not a tax that's spread out to the population. I need to make this important distinction. It's not a tax that draws from all the people in the city. It draws only from the businesses that benefit from a specific improvement. It's done all over the state of California.
No, because I've seen it before that, you know, buying houses and these things, it says no Mellow Roofs or Mellow Roofs included or something like this, too. Yeah.
Well, and we don't do those in the city
of
Reading.
I haven't seen that. I've seen it in a long time.
Well, that explains why you don't see major public improvements that we ought to have that happen routinely in other communities in the state. I have to be honest. There's no free speech in Reading when it comes to business matters with our local government. People who speak up are subject to intimidation and blacklisting, and I wish that weren't true, but I've had lots of people visit me privately who are just afraid of local government and afraid to complain because of retribution, and that's got to stop. The Stillwater Business Park, how many times do you have to be told, how many times does it have to be obvious that it's a failure? We're not going to get industry or true industrial development in the city of Reading because of environmental constraints, and this would take longer to explain, but cap and trade kills industrial development in areas like this. It's just not going to happen. We have terrible air transportation, major handicap for business. As long as we are somehow joined at the hip with United Airlines that uses San Francisco as a hub, we'll never have decent air transportation here. And why the city seems committed to United Airlines is really just a mystery to me. Another point, and this is well known, we don't have a university or a major private college here that can supply a pool of educated talent for businesses that want highly educated personnel and employees. People around here and the government in particular has been waiting for a UC school to just drop in on us somehow, and we have to wake up to reality. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
I think Janet Neapolitano was pretty blunt about that.
Well, the reason is very simple, and it's political. This is a blood-red Republican stronghold in a state that is absolutely, totally run and controlled by a Democratic legislature, a Democratic state government, a Democratic governor. And a UC is a political plum. You only give those to communities that are right behind you, in your political endeavors. It's never going to happen in a Democratic state. We have, unfortunately, a reputation for high crime and being a magnet for homeless people. I know this is a really fierce subject of current debate, but it is a reputation issue that we've got to deal with, and that's just a fact. We have mismanaged our public debt and our unfunded pension liabilities, and that goes back a long time. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but like we were discussing, I don't see a plan. I don't see the city or the county, but the city in particular, with a plan to dig ourselves out of that. Unfortunately, we also have a reputation for no growth. As a practical matter, a no-growth policy and sort of cronyism in our local government that is prone to making it difficult for new businesses to come here.
Do you think that last one is true? With the changes, or is the city council, and we've got to take a break here, is the city council the power, or is there something behind them that's pushing it? I mean, it appears that, I think how they're doing it could be done a lot better. But I'm not sure is that they are trying to keep businesses from starting. Maybe through a lot of bureaucratic things that's happening, at the end of it. Well, there's no businesses, so it must be this. But is it cronyism, really?
Yes. If you add all this up, because there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of opportunities to really jumpstart business and growth and development in this city. Look, this city is a diamond in the rough.
It is.
This is a beautiful place. I love this city, and I want to see it prosper. I want to see it grow. I want businesses to flourish. But there are all these constraints that are obvious. They aren't being taken away, and it's only happening because there's a lot of people here, believe it or not, who think Reading is a great place just the way it is. I don't want it to change. I don't want anything bigger or better. And it's become a real handicap.
Okay, we're here with Attorney Walt McNeil, and he's just given us 10 reasons why Reading is failing to prosper and will continue to fail to prosper and will not be able to attract businesses in or people like the doctors that be coming in here and why people are leaving Reading.
And I don't want to be a pessimist, Carl. I think every single one of these items I just mentioned
are fixable.
They are all fixable.
Easily in some cases, I think. But we need to take a break here.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, been in the business over a quarter century. We don't let anybody else touch our heating or cooling systems than Alliance Heating and Air. That's how good they are. It's a better-known business that takes care of their customers. Check them out at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 223-2642. And ask, with the winter coming on now, finally, it's time to get that heater and all your filters checked, right? Give Alliance Heating and Air a call. We'll be right back with Walt McNeil. I want to discuss the 10 reasons why business is failing and why Reading's in trouble and the ways we can fix it and maybe fix it easy.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master-planned community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
A singer in a smoky room. A smell of wine and cheap perfume.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's our last segment here, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. 54 degrees. It's going up to 73 today. It's a red flag warning. The rest of the week's going to be pretty nice here into the weekend. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, great company, veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Good people, Chuck and Judy Kinney, 365-3793. Hey, tomorrow, Scotch Spirits and Cigar Tasting at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Your participation will include 9 premium spirit tastings, 2 premium cigars, compliments of Tobacco and Brew, a presentation of history, origins, flavor profiles, and tasting of scotch and other spirits, a presentation on food, cigar, and spirit pairing, appetizers prepared especially for pairing with spirits and cigars showcased. Enjoy the company of friends. It's going to be starting at 6 o'clock, the arrival, the social, 6:30 Cigar Educational. You know what? Tickets are $55 per person. A limited number of food-only tickets are available at $25 per person. You must be 21 to attend. Please call Dennis at 941-2423 or Jay at 524-3713. What's this going for? This is the Rotary Club of Reading Riverview Sunset Club, and they do this to raise money for the Special Olympics, the Shasta County One Safe Place, the Shasta County Library, Pioneer High School, all this money goes back into the community, and you can have a great time. In fact, I'm handing this right over right now to Walt. So he's going to go there and bring his whole office with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, okay.
I'm here with Walt McNeil, and you named out 10 or 12 things that are wrong with Reading.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, look, these are reasons that Reading has a reputation as being unfriendly to business. And like I said, these are points that you can debate whether they're true or false, but I've seen evidence of all of them.
Okay.
And I've been to meetings with public officials sitting up there at a table, and when you ask them about, well, why does Reading have this bad reputation for business? Because I'll tell you, that's a fact. That is a fact. We have a bad reputation for business. I know that. Whether it's well-founded or not, you know, that's what they can debate. And the only thing these city officials say is, oh, we just need more happy talk. We need more happy talk about how great Reading is instead of, you know, saying bad stuff about Reading. We need to actually face the good, the bad, and the ugly,
right,
and just deal with it head on. And that's what will make our community the kind of community we really want to have, I think.
Well, here's the thing is, what I believe is, I think it's got to be a combination. One, we've got to take these things head on.
Right.
Find out, is it truly that hard to start a business here? Now, I know people working through the county and the city, it's taken them years. Years.
Yes.
And then I just hear from somebody else that they were thinking about, you know, that other kind of Amazon, here, the Americana. All he could talk about was how friendly and how easy it was to work with the city of Reading when they were, you know, talking about rehabbing this. But I've also met people that said, I'm not going to say anything on the air because I've still got to do business with the city.
That's right.
And I'm thinking is, but you know, that is this kind of like maybe old think, or is this still going on? Because they have many people that were in the permits and the building section that were there before that are gone. I mean, gone. They retired, and they brought in new people. So I'm wondering if maybe this culture might be changing since Vaupel's gotten there.
The culture has to change at the top, okay? It runs from the top, and it goes down to the bottom.
So,
and we've had some people with talent and still have people with talent, expertise, and abilities to do things that will turn around all of those points that I mentioned.
Uh-huh.
But you have to turn them loose. You have to get them off the leash.
Well, wouldn't you say that the police have been really operating a much more proactive stance in the last 2 months? I mean, pushing these camps, arresting people, taking these carts off the road and all this. I mean, they've been pretty proactive, and they've been pushing hard.
They've certainly been more proactive, and I applaud them for that.
I certainly do, too.
It's kind of interesting. It only started after their recall kicked into gear.
And recall, people are going to hate me for saying this, but as far as I'm concerned, the recall won. You know, it's accomplished its purposes for the most part, and that was to get the city council off their butts and actually get engaged in something that helps the community.
Well, it's a good start.
It's a good start. It's not finished
Carl,
yet.
It's a good start, and I applaud them for, you know, their proactive work, and
yeah.
I hope it keeps going. And we need a lot more ideas on this to come to fruition to really tackle
what
that problem.
What is the biggest thing off your list right there? And I hope you leave your list for me because I want to use it as city officials come through here because it's a good list. What's the biggest thing on your list you think we could fix the easiest?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. See, we're talking about some of these things that are, you know, if they're entrenched, I mean, it could take years. Or it could just take a city council that just says, I want this different and I want it different now.
Right.
Which means a new mindset on things.
Yes. Well, there's three things that are sort of linked together that I think I've heard more horror stories on from new businesses.
All right.
That could be done if there was simply a decision and a will to change them. Those are really the first three things that I mentioned. A building permit needs to be an actual permit. If your plans are approved and you have the permit, you should be able to
just build
the damn thing,
right?
And not have officials keep coming back again and again and again and say, well, you know, on second thought, maybe you should do this. On second thought, you should pay more for that. And on and on. I've heard more businesses say, if I had any idea what was going to happen in the city after I got started building, I never would have come to this city.
Oh, we've had people here that are trying to redo Chevron Square in tears. And the wife was just in tears about things were happening.
Right. The second thing which links up with that is commercial development agreements. You have to allow commercial development agreements. Large-scale businesses, real money is not going to come to this town without development agreements. You need to have modern-age, 21st-century public financing. You need to do Melrose districts and community facilities districts to finance things. Now, what's behind all three of these things? One common factor. The inability of the city to lose control over development once it starts. But the problem is, these people who want to invest in Reading, they want to invest millions and millions and millions of dollars, and they can't do that unless they have actual assurance that this is what I have to build, this is what it's going to cost, this is my blueprint, this is my plan, and the city's going to get out of my way and let me do it after they approve it. The problem is they don't have that assurance in this city, and that's why they go someplace else. And that could be changed in 1 week.
What about the idea like K2 is building, putting a big development right down the street from us right here?
Okay.
They seem to have been able to do that. Are they just think they've got it done? In your opinion, do you think that they just think they have it done?
Well, I really don't know. There are going to be, success stories here and there, yeah. and I applaud them when they occur. What I'll tell you is that it's far easier to do a single business than a collection of business or large business and commercial enterprise, and that's
okay.
A big handicap here.
Our guest has been attorney Walt McNeil, and he's going to leave this with me. So as the mayor of Reading comes through, I can ask him some of these questions here in a couple of weeks.
I'd be more than willing to talk to these guys. I'll debate them in public. I'd love the opportunity.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow Nigel Skeet's going to be here to run the show. It ought to be interesting. Everybody have a great day, and remember, it's red flag warnings. Good guys against the bad guys. Be a good guy today.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
President Trump starting to do what Congress has been unable or unwilling to accomplish. He's starting the process of rolling back Obamacare.
7 years ago, congressional Democrats broke the American health care system by forcing the Obamacare nightmare onto the American people.
To remedy that, Mr. Trump has just signed an executive order.
The president's executive order would expand health plans offered by associations to allow individuals to pool together and buy.